praise God. We thank God for this morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And today we are still following the resurrection story. And we are now on the road to Emmaus. Remember what happened? Jesus has already met Mary Magdalene. And she told her, go and tell my disciples that I am going to my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. And I will meet you in Jerusalem and tell them that the Lord is risen. And we've been able to see that now that's in the morning. And then at the same time now during the day, which is about the afternoon, Jesus encounters two disciples. And one of them is actually called Cleopas. And that tells us that these were not specifically among the 11 disciples, but these were disciples of Jesus. Remember, Jesus had up to quite a number of disciples. Remember when they sent the 72 who went two by two to preach, although many disciples left him, but he had the 11, or rather he had the 12, which were the core disciples. He had an inner core, which were three, but then he also had the 72, and then he had the crowd. So these two are those, they are named disciple, and Cleopas are this that were outside the circle of the 12, but now 11, because we know that Judas had knocked himself out because he had gone to betray the Lord Jesus. And the scriptures tell us that when he saw that Jesus had been condemned, he went and killed himself. Now we're going to read this account from Luke chapter 24. Which gives us a longer account, but you can also find the same account in John chapter 20. Now, when we look at Luke 24, the Bible tells us that verse 13, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Now, just taking a pause there, we can see that, you know, the disciples were scattered. Remember when the 11, when Jesus was arrested, they ran away and many followed, some in the background, some trying to not to be seen, that they were part with him. I mean, Peter betrayed him. But then in the resurrection, we can see that two disciples who start walking together and they start to talk and reason. And for me, it's very important to ask ourselves, when does Jesus come? You know, or when does the Holy Spirit come even in our conversations? When, you know, when we're speaking among ourselves as believers, the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. You can see that even when these two were gathered and they were speaking about Jesus, they were trying to understand the Lord Jesus comes and draws near to them. But the Bible tells us that, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not see him. And let us jump to verse 18. Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days? And he said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then verse 25. Okay, let me just pause there. We can see that these two are walking, they are sad, and Jesus joins them and asks them, what are these things you're talking about? And they're like, we are talking about Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, to them, they are surprised. They're like, are you, you know, the only stranger in Jerusalem? And if you read John's account, they ask him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Are you new? You know, it seems like you're the only one who doesn't know what has happened, you know. I mean, don't you know it is obvious we have been following this story of Jesus. We have been with Jesus. He is being a mighty prophet, and they actually call him a prophet. He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. That means Jesus not only spoke, but he also demonstrated God to them. And the Bible says, and we were hoping, and the Bible, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. So the expectation was that the Messiah, or they thought that Jesus is going to be a political ruler, one who will rescue them from the Roman captivity. Remember, at that time, they were under Roman control. Although the Romans allowed them to practice their religion, allowed them to, you know, to do whatever they needed to do, but they were under the control of the Romans. And then they also collaborate the story of the resurrection in that they say that the women came and they say that they did not find his body, and they say they had seen angels, and also certain of those who were with us went to the tomb. That means these two disciples were with the 11. They went to the tomb and they found it just as the women had said, and they did not see it. Now let us see the response of Jesus. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets had spoken. Now it's very important that Jesus chooses to reveal himself, or chooses to answer them, to reveal himself through the word of God, through the prophetic word. And this is very important, because remember Peter says we have a more sure prophetic word. Why? Because not everyone is going to encounter Christ through a vision like Paul. Not everyone is going to encounter Christ physically, or, you know, like those of Peter on the mountain. But everyone has the opportunity to meet Christ through the scriptures, because the word, he is the word. He is the word of God, and he is demonstrated, and he is revealed, or rather he is hidden in the scriptures in plain sight. And it is only by the wisdom of God that we are able to have revelation. And that is why Paul prays for the church in the Ephesians, and I pray that the eyes of your understanding be opened, and that you might receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I assure you that this is a prayer that if you continually pray for yourself, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to the end, 23, you will find a release of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your life, and you're going to have a difference in your ministry. And so Jesus tells them, then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, that means he's beginning with the law, with the, remember the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, are referred to as the deuterocanonical books or the law books. But they are also, by the time the Israelites in this time of Jesus, they will just refer to them as Moses. So it says, and beginning at Moses, which is the first books of the Bible, and all the prophets, and here it refers to all the writings of the scripture, and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And this is very important for us to see, that the Bible is telling us that everything in the Old Testament points to Jesus. It is Jesus hidden in there, and it is there to reveal Christ. That means whenever we read the Old Testament, we must think of it as a pointing finger to the Christ. That means that everything that we see is a shadow, is a typology, is a revelation that points us to Christ. You can think of how, for example, when God tells Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac, your only begotten son, and offer him as a sacrifice, and that already is a shadow, is a typology that God himself will sacrifice his only begotten son, his only son, and offer him. So he was asking Abraham to do what he himself had already purposed to do and what he himself will do, and we did later on through Christ, through Jesus. So when you look at the story of Abraham, Abraham walks with Isaac for 3 days, and we also know that Jesus was also in the tomb for 3 days. And you see, Abraham offers to sacrifice his son, and when he's about to do it, the angel stops him. But you see, God goes ahead and sacrifices his own son. And so Abraham receives back his son from the dead, and the Bible says that figuratively he was dead to him. Why? Because he considered that God can raise the dead. And for sure, God raises the dead. He raises Jesus of Nazareth, and he becomes Lord and Savior of all. And likewise, we see that typology. We see that everything that is written in the Old Testament points to Christ. And this is something that we need to always ask ourselves. Where is Christ revealed in the scriptures? Because the Bible says he expounded to him, starting with Moses and the prophets. And he explained to them all the things in the scriptures that were concerning himself. Now, that is to tell you that the Lord Jesus is revealed in the scriptures, and he wants you and me to find him in the scriptures. The more we sit by the word of God, the more we sit at the scriptures, the more we sit at meat, then we are able to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 28 of Luke 24, the Bible says, then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. Now Jesus was with them. They did not recognize him, but he expounded to them the scripture. And I think someone, one of my good friends, was able to say that this must have been the greatest Bible study that was ever done by the Lord himself, expounding the scriptures. And the Bible says, verse 28, then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished from their sight. Now remember, we spoke about our Lord Jesus, that you see, how does he choose to reveal himself to them? When he takes the bread, breaks it, and blesses it. Now that tells you that we reveal when we break the word of God, and this breaking, and that breaking of the word of God, that means it is the teaching of the word of God. It is the teaching of the word of God that reveals Christ to us today. And this is what Jesus is saying. It is more important for you to know me through the word in the resurrection state. In his resurrection state, it was more important for them to know and to see the Lord Jesus Christ through the scriptures, more and above their eyes, their physical or their spiritual eyes. You know, they wanted, I mean, many times you see people are after, oh, seeing in the spirit and things like that, because by when they do that, then they feel that now they can see the Lord and all that. Yes, there is nothing wrong with that, but you see, anyone that desires to see in the spirit, that is lasting after seeing in the Spirit might find that they are going to see in the Spirit through a different spirit, through an evil spirit, or through a familiar spirit, or through the third eye. And when they do that, then they can end up in trouble. Now, because when they do that, then another spirit takes over. Now, Jesus says their eyes were open and they knew him. And the moment they know him, they knew him, he vanished from their sight. And remember, our resurrected Lord, in his resurrected body, he could appear, he can disappear, he can come through walls, but at the same time, he can be touched, he can be felt, he can eat. And this is the beauty and the glory of the resurrected body. And that's why we are told that in the resurrection, that immortality shall swallow up this mortality. Mortality shall be swallowed up by immortality. We shall receive a body, a unique body, a celestial body that is of not of this earth. But it is something that will be glorious, that by which we will know each other individually, but also we shall be like the angels. Now, verse 32, and this is a very also important theme, which says this, and they say to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? And for me, this is really what we call a spiritual sign, that even when the word of God is being spoken to you, God can reveal it in your heart, that as the word is being broken, you can feel that fire within you, can feel that burning within you. And you can link it to Jeremiah, where it says that thy word is like a fire shut up in my bones, a fire within me that I cannot be silent. And you see, in the same way that the scriptures were being spoken there, their hearts burned within them. And they could feel the warmth of the Spirit of God, because it is the Holy Spirit that gives inner witness that what you're hearing is directly from God. So verse 33 tells us, so they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Remember, when we speak of the breaking of bread, it refers to the teaching of the word. Jesus was revealed to them in the breaking of bread. And this is where we need to constantly meet Jesus. This is where we need to constantly see Jesus. And this is the place where, by the grace of God, if God helps us, that we must constantly see the Lord. And I pray that God will help us see him. God will help us understand him. God will help us walk with him. Why? Because he desires each and every day that we break bread together, that we have teaching together, that we look at the word, we rightly divide the word of truth. And you don't, even if you're alone, I tell you, even when you're alone, that is when you can actually hear his voice. And the Holy Spirit will start teaching you as you meditate on the scriptures, as you just close your mind, you shut your door. You know, the Bible says that when you go to your own closet, shut thy door. That means that you can even be in the midst of people and you close that your own door. And within your inner mind, you start to meditate and ask yourself questions on the scriptures. And as you start to break it down, then the Holy Spirit himself, who is our Lord Jesus, comes, he reveals himself, and he starts to teach you. So I assure you that even today, if you desire to meet the Lord Jesus, he is not far. He is just by the scriptures. As you open the scriptures, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you are hearing, as you are by the word of God, then the Lord himself will be able to speak to you, and you shall be able to know him and to know his voice. You cannot know God outside of his word. And that's why if you are in a church that you are not being taught the word of God, then you're being denied an opportunity to see Christ. Remember, even Paul says, when I preach to you, I strive to know nothing else except Christ, to preach Christ and Him crucified. Why? Because it is only the preaching of Christ that is able to deliver man, that is able to reveal Christ. And remember, all scriptures are written for our benefit. They are written for instruction, they are written for correction, for training in righteousness, and for doctrine, so that we may be equipped and fit for every good work. Every scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and we can see Christ in every scripture. And not only can we see Christ, we also then see ourselves. Why? Because we too are in Christ, and we were in Christ, and even while He does and He did all that, we were in Him, and we can see and do the same today. So I pray that even as we stop today, that God will give us more insight into this and more reflections as the Lord leads us. So I'll stop there, and I pray that God has spoken to us. My brother, you're welcome, as God leads you.
Thank you, Dr. Leonard, and it's good to... I just pray that God will forgive us for being doubtful sometimes and ignorant, and I pray that He bless us with the grace of being with the blessings of experiencing His presence, and pray that He will reveal Himself to us whenever He's a minister.
Amen.
And know that He's always with us indeed.
Mm.
Him and He will always reveal Himself.
Amen.
Yeah, that's about this.
Amen. Indeed, for sure. And indeed, Christ desires to be revealed, and He's eager to reveal Himself. And if we just sit at meat with Him, that's why the Bible says, remember, in it speaks to one of the churches that, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens his door, I will enter and sup with him and eat with him." That is to tell you, and He was writing to the church, not to unbelievers. He was writing to the church, that church members, that believers had not opened their hearts for Him to come in and break bread with Him. So that's a challenge to us, that may we be available, may we open our hearts, that God will sit with us and reveal Himself to us through the scriptures. Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank You for Your word. Thank You for encouragement. Thank You for speaking to us that You are not hidden, that You are not far from us, that Your greatest desire is that we see You through the scriptures, not necessarily in visions and dreams, as many seek and have lost their way, but that, Lord, You've offered and You've availed Yourself through the scriptures for each and every one of us to be able to see You and to meet You, and for that we are grateful. I pray this morning and even to others that as they sit at meat, as they break bread, that, Lord, You shall open their hearts, You shall burn their hearts. They shall have that understanding, that witness that You are with them. Even as we do other things today, Your hand and presence goes ahead of us, gives us victory. May we experience healing, them that need it, and divine provision where it is needed, to the praise and honor of Your holy name and protection, Lord. We honor You, we adore You, and we give You glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed morning. Bye-bye.